Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you talking Titans. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5, The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Gentry Estes from the Tennessee. And Gentry, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, Joe, I actually had a fairly similar situation on my flight this weekend, too. I got to have a window seat. Like you say, you have to have an aisle seat. I have to have a window seat. Didn't have the John Stockton shorts to contend with, but it does feel like people in the middle seat wanting to stretch out a little bit. Had that happen.
Yeah. I mean, you know, figure some way to not sit in the middle seat if you can't handle the middle seat, right?
Right.
Did you wear shorts?
No.
Yeah. I mean, no, I got
it. That happened. That's rough.
Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe I should have just worn pants and then shed them when I got to New Orleans, I guess.
Maybe you should just learn to sit in the middle and stretch out. Be the stretcher, not the be the stretchy out there. Be good.
I mean,
You know, it's kind of understood that you give up the armrest maybe, but yeah, don't stretch the legs out. There's a line there. There's a point.
Exactly.
Gentry, we've talked a lot about Ryan Tannehill the last 2 days, his struggles in New Orleans, whether it was the three picks or missing wide open receivers. How do you explain what we saw on Sunday, and how concerning is it to you as Tannehill moves forward here?
I think that's kind of the thing. It's hard to explain it. I don't think Mike Vrabel really had an explanation for it. And, you know, with Tannehill over 4 years, you've come to expect a certain level of performance from the guy. And you know, to have it fall short the way it did is just kind of what the heck. You know, it was surprising to see. And so you look at, okay, well, why was that happening? And the concern to me isn't necessarily with Tannehill as much as the fact that he looked like a quarterback that did not trust some things that were going on around him. He didn't trust his protection. He didn't seem to trust some of what was going on down the field in terms of receivers other than DeAndre Hopkins, maybe Nick Westbrook-Ikhine a couple times. But, you know, this is an offense that's going to have to get Treylon Burks more involved, Chigakonkwo more involved, and they just didn't appear to be able to scheme guys open when it mattered most on third down in the red zone, things like that. So it's concerning that they just didn't look in sync. But, you know, I agree with a lot of what you guys have said. It's week one. You know, go look at Joe Burrow's stats in his first game, you know, Josh Allen last night. It does happen in week one where things aren't where they should be. But again, it was very unexpected. It was statistically his worst game as a Titan.
Yeah, you mentioned Burks. I do wonder, Gentry, if he was maybe still a little bit banged up. Because that's one of the things, along with, like, Tannehill has looked good, but that's one of the things that also was a big part of camp was Burks being targeted routinely by Tannehill along with Hopkins and looking really good and making plays. And I got to think that's going to change. Did you think he looked limited at all? And we talked about some up in that press box. Did you also think with Tannehill that there was some velocity issues at times?
During the game it showed up, which again was a little surprising only because we watched all of training camp and I never got that sense, you know, watching Tannehill throw the ball around. But what we did see in training camp was him having to escape the pocket a lot because the O-line struggled in protection. And you're wondering at the time, is that the O-line or is that the Titans' defensive front? And I think we saw in the game it was both. The O-line is struggling in pass protection, but the Titans, you know, first defense was able to get a whole lot of pressure on Derek Carr also. So, you know, to see it play out the way it did, Tannehill looked very tentative. He looked very reluctant. You know, these are things that he was not doing for a lot of his time with the Titans, and I don't know if that started last season when – protection broke down too much. He got injured. You know, that to me is the bigger concern here, just from the standpoint of that's hard to fix if you've got a guy who just has happy feet back there. And there were times he tried to escape the pocket a little too quick and didn't trust it, especially, you know, later in the game. The protection wasn't good, okay? I mean, the Saints did a good job getting back there, but there were times he didn't give plays a chance that could have been there. And when you go back and watch Derek Carr, he did. He was able to kind of escape the pocket and make things happen, and Tannehill wasn't. When Tannehill escaped the pocket, it looked like he didn't have any idea what he was going to do with it.
Gentry Estes from the Tennessean with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, Gentry, what did you make of the way that Derrick Henry was used in the first game? 48% of the offensive snaps. Tajay Spears playing more snaps than Henry in this game. What do you look for in terms of what that looks for the Titans moving forward here in the offense?
Yeah, maybe a little surprised he didn't get a few more carries down the stretch, but I wouldn't look so much at the snap count as it pertains to Spears, because they're using Spears in a lot of different ways. This offense doesn't have a lot of tight end, and so what I think that's going to mean is I think Spears is on the field with Henry a lot more than, you know, probably they've done before. But so it isn't so much the snap count. And look, I'll say this. Maybe they should have given Henry more carries down the stretch because it was working early in the game. But I don't think we're going to see him get 30, 35 carries in games this year. I think those days are over. And when you look back at last season, the formula of just giving Derek the ball over and over and over and wearing defenses down, it stopped working. Derek wasn't good in the fourth quarter last year. And it used to be his best numbers would be late in games when he would wear down a defense. That stopped happening last year. So I wasn't shocked to see a bit more of a role for the other running back. And I think, you know, Joe hit on earlier, I think Tajay Spears is a good player, and he's going to have a role in this offense. He's going to be involved in ways that other backup running backs haven't been, and I think he should be. So I wasn't stunned by that, but at the same time, you know, when the passing game is struggling as much as it was, maybe it would have made sense to give him more than 15 carries in this game. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you go back, and there, I mean, they had a carry here, a carry there, and they didn't go anywhere in the second half too. And that's another thing. So it's like, how much do you stick with that? I mean, ultimately you gotta possess the ball, you know, and give yourself a chance with you. I mean, last year it was a total flip of that script, and I don't know if that's Derek or just a lot of things that were wrong with the offense, but I'm with you. I also thought, though, Gentry, that Vrabel did kind of sound, I thought yesterday, like a little bit like assuring, like it'll be more. But to your point, not 30-plus more, but maybe like, yeah, you know, Derek's going to be, you know, a big part. I don't know if he was saying for sure a bigger part, but it sounded like that to me a little bit, like, you know, Derek's going to be key, and maybe that Vrabel thought that he could have been used a little bit more. But I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much into it.
Here's the thing, too. I mean, late in the game, they still moved the ball. They drove and got field goals, two field goals in the fourth quarter. Their issue was being able to convert those into touchdowns. But they did have some success offensively late in the game. You know, again, I think a lot of what they've done in the past is just identity, in terms of we're just going to keep giving Derrick Henry the ball and let the defense tackle him and, you know, get worn down and see how much they like doing that for four quarters. I'm not sure that's going to be the way they go this year.
Gentry, your concern level with Hooker dealing with a concussion at the end of the game, and then Christian Fulton again with a hamstring popping up, a secondary that gave up over 300 yards passing and now is pretty thin with Trey Avery out at this point as well. We'll see what that looks like this week.
Yeah, I mean, that was always the concern, right? I mean, I think over the course of training camp, the secondary looked pretty good, but you kind of knew all along there's not a lot of depth there. And, you know, one game and you're already seeing that show up. If you're without those two guys and you have to have Elijah Molden as a safety, you know, now what happens at corner if you don't have Trey Avery? And, you know, it just seemed like every year on that part of the team, that's before too long, you're talking about guys without a lot of experience. They just grab and put on the practice squad, and all of a sudden they're out there having to cover legit NFL receivers, and you certainly don't want to have to see that again. That said, the pass rush is good. Pass rush is going to have to be good.
Yeah, pass rush is good, but, yeah, I mean, it's just – you know, the thing with Fulton, obviously he's had that a lot. I thought going into the season, you know, Hooker, I think he's becoming a great player, and he was great in this game. But also, really, his injuries are more serious, of a more serious nature, and probably just as frequent as anybody in the last couple of years. If this, you know, let's say he's not available this week, is Elijah Molden better as a safety or better as a slot corner with McCreary moving outside?
You know, it's a good question. They obviously liked the move to have him at safety because it held up for most of the preseason. So I tend to think that's how it would go. But you know, it's good to have a versatile player back there, but with Molden, you're talking about a guy who's dealt with a lot of injuries in his career. I like McCreary on the outside, probably, me personally. I think McCreary's a good player. I think he can handle that. I really don't think you lose a whole heck of a lot with him out on the edge instead of Fulton. But it's just a matter of, yeah, then what do you do in the slot? You know, what are you doing at safety? If you start having multiple injuries back there and having to mix and match on the fly, that's where it's going to be an issue, and it's been an issue before.
Gentry Estes from the Tennessee and our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Gentry, really appreciate you taking time to be with us. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, you bet. Take care, guys.
Absolutely. Gentry Estes from the Tennessee. And we'll take your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025. React to what Gentry had to say there. That's coming up next. Check out this week's Nashville's Best Deal. It's the legendary Elliston Place Soda Shop. Elliston Place Soda Shop is the one part soda shop, one part meat and three, and one part old school diner that has been serving Nashville since 1939. Half off a $20 gift card to Elliston Place Soda Shop now at thegamenashville.com while they last. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.